It's time for Conversations with MIT Medical, care for the community. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Adjusting to a new environment can often be challenging. MIT Spouses and Partners supports the significant others of students, postdocs, employees, and faculty of the MIT community who have relocated to the Boston area. My guest today is Jennifer Recklett-Tassi. She is the program manager for Spouses and Partners at MIT. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. So what activities and events do you offer to help members meet each other, share information, and enjoy life in Boston?
Well, Melanie, we offer a huge menu of opportunity to newcomers and international and parents here at MIT. From our weekly gatherings where we provide free optional child care for our members to a variety of interest groups that are organized by our volunteers to special events that we run throughout the year, such as the Children's Clothing Exchange. So there are many, many entry points and many different ways that people can pick and choose what they want to get involved in, adding up to over 200 meetings and groups throughout the year.
So how do they find out about this, Jennifer? If they're new to MIT, and maybe their spouse or partner has a job there or is in school, how do they even find out about this program so that they can get involved and start meeting people and taking advantage of these wonderful programs?
So we work with our campus partners throughout MIT to make sure that new students and postdocs and visitors have the information about our program. We post all of our events on the MIT events calendar, which people can find through the MIT app. People can Google us, just type in MIT Spouses and Partners, you'll find us. We are on LinkedIn, we are on Facebook. We do a ton of activities during the orientation period to really get out on campus and offer people information and resources they need when they first arrive. So we're always working to reach out to new families and spouses whenever they arrive on campus and wherever they are.
Since people come from all over the world to attend or work at MIT, how many different nationalities are represented, and what programs do you offer for them to learn English if this is going to be their second language?
Sure. The wonderful thing about Spouses and Partners is how diverse it is. We have members who come from all over the world, probably 40 to 50 language groups and nationalities are representative, as well as Americans who are trying to adjust to a new city. It's a big change to move from Alaska or California or the Midwest to Boston, and they are struggling with some of the changes that our international folks are also struggling with. Our goal is to provide a low-pressure, supportive environment for people to practice speaking English. We're lucky in the Boston area, and at MIT there are many schools and classes and groups where one can study English. Our goal is to really give people a place to practice, where it's safe to make mistakes. It's safe to stumble through an explanation of your feelings or of what you did over the weekend, and we're good listeners, and we have all the time in the world just to listen and support folks as they are trying to learn a new language.
So tell us a little bit about Career Connect, Spouses and Partners Job Search and Career Development Support Program.
So most of our members are either looking for jobs when they come to MIT, or are, if their visa does not allow them to work, to think about how they want to develop their career and keep current while they're here at the Institute. So we've, over the years, have developed this program called Career Connect. It's a series of workshops that we run over the course of each semester, laying out all the components of a job search in the United States. So we talk about, we do a workshop on resumes and cover letters, interviewing, networking. We'll do a workshop on LinkedIn. I teach a workshop on cultural norms in the workplace. so it's a wonderful opportunity for people to get the concrete information they need about how it works to find a job in the U.S. They are also meeting other job seekers and supporting each other through this Career Connect series. And I also do a drop-in hour every week where anyone can come and I will review their resume, I will practice mock interview questions with them, or just brainstorm about the job search, about networking opportunities, or even just to hold hands when people are feeling discouraged about their job search and to celebrate their successes. It's a wonderful program, a great support. People really appreciate and get a lot out of the series.
Sounds like an amazing program, and you really sound like you are excellent at your job. Tell us, what is MIT FamilyNet, and how can families get connected?
So MIT FamilyNet is our private online community for MIT families. So it is a way for us to get a ton of information out to people about what are the activities that are happening in our group, as well as what is happening on campus that we think our members are going to be interested in, and also what are resources and events in the local community as well. And it also gives members an opportunity to connect with each other through our forums, to post in the classified. So it's sort of our way to allow people to connect online and to disseminate information about what's happening with us and what's happening in the community.
And what about interest groups? Because, you know, people come from all over the world, as we said, and maybe they're interested in, you know, cooking or in movies or anything. Is there a way that you can help connect them to the clubs that are available at MIT so that they can get involved in the things they're interested in?
Absolutely. So many of our members organize interest groups for spouses and partners. So we have a book discussion group. We have a cooking group. We sponsor some a toddler play group, as well as a group for new parents and parents-to-be. Those are just a few of the groups that we organize. And if someone has an interest or a hobby that they want to pursue and share with others, we can certainly talk about supporting them and helping them bring that to life. We can also help them connect with the other clubs that already exist at MIT or in the wider community. I had, no matter what that interest is, many years ago we had a spouse from Japan who was really, her goal for living in the U.S. was to learn how to ride horses, because that wasn't something that was really accessible or available to her in Japan. And so we helped her find a riding school nearby, and she was thrilled to be able to fulfill that dream when she came here. So there's lots of different ways we can help people connect with their passions and interests.
That was exactly what I was talking about, and how wonderful that you're able to do that. In just the last minute or so, Jennifer, tell us why people or how people can get involved in the Spouses and Partners program at MIT Medical.
So the best way is just to visit our website, spouses.mit.edu. You will find out about all our events and activities. You'll be able to sign up for our FamilyNet, our online community, as well as link to our Facebook and LinkedIn groups. That's a great way to sort of get a sense of who we are and what we're offering. I would say reasons to come are that you are going to meet incredibly interesting people from all over the world, form friendships that will last a lifetime, get the information and resources you need to do whatever it is you want to do while you're in Boston, and have fun. We have a lot of fun together, and you won't regret signing up.
Thank you so much. And for more information, you can go to medweb.mit.edu. That's medweb.mit.edu. You're listening to Conversations with MIT Medical. I'm Melanie Cole. Have a great day.